Hi, I'm Ozzy. Welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. I believe that stories are powerful, and by sharing, we can grow together. That's why I created the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast, to share the unique stories and experiences of African immigrants abroad. Each week, you'll hear topics pertaining to education, healthcare, and career choices, or just pure banter. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Today on the podcast, I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about my immigration story. And the inspiration behind this episode is actually one of my podcast listeners sent me a message and she wanted me to talk a little bit about the optional practical training, OPT, that international students are afforded when they graduate. So it gives them the opportunity to work and earn some experience in the field that they studied while in school. She was like, yeah, can you talk a little bit about how you can find such placements and working with your OPT? And so I was like, instead of doing just that, I will go ahead and talk about immigration as a whole because I feel like it's something that a lot of people just worry about, okay? So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my immigration story. I'll share with you some of the things that you can keep in mind while you're in school to help you easily navigate the whole immigration process. So I always share with you guys, I was born in Nigeria and I grew up there. I went to school there. I graduated from college from Nigeria. It's always been my dream to study abroad. I had the US in mind because I had some of my sisters were here and it just seemed like I'll be able to transition a little easier. Like I would have family around and things like that. So I knew as soon as I graduated that I was going to take the graduate exams, the GRE, and I was going to apply to colleges out here. I also thought about going to Canada, but at the time I didn't know anyone there, so it was a little bit of, okay, I'll try to apply for some schools in the US, and if I don't get in, I will probably apply to some Canadian schools. Fast forward, I got my student visa, I was enrolled in school, and everything was awesome until it was time to graduate. I'm telling you, I was so scared to graduate at some point because I was just like, okay, now I have to figure out the grown-up stuff. I have to figure out a job. I have to figure out my immigration. I got my doctorate degree and I had the opportunity to work for as much as 3 years, under the OPT umbrella. So the OPT is just the optional practical training that you can use. So if you graduate from any science, technology, engineering, or math major, you have up to 3 years to work, gain experience, and you're still in status while you're working. After your 3 year period is done, you either have to move to a work visa, which is H1, the H visas, or apply for your green card or find an employer who can do that, and those options. Yeah, so that was something that I always had at the back of my mind. And so this episode is just to share a little bit of my story with you. I hope the information can help you as well. Since I went to school in the US, there was a program back then when I was in Nigeria. It was called a diversity lottery program where you could actually put your name in and through a lottery system be able to migrate to the US at that time. So I played this lottery and it didn't work. The people around me, left, center, around me who were winning the lottery and moving with the entire family to the US, but I never was that lucky. I mean, I consider myself a lucky person, but sometimes this is one thing that I wasn't lucky with. And so yeah, that just did not work out. Basically what happens is that it is a United States government lottery program for receiving a United States permanent resident card, and so you can move to the United States if you win that lottery. But I wasn't lucky to win it, so I decided that okay, I'm going to apply to school, which was the main thing I wanted to do. So that didn't work out. But in retrospect, I'm kind of happy that didn't work out because it works both ways. Some people who win the lottery, they move to the US and then they still pursue their dreams. But some people move to the US, they win the lottery, and they just kind of like, there's a lottery. I call it the lottery spirit, where sometimes you win something and you kind of forget how to fight for more things. And so it kind of works both ways. I'm not sure how it would have worked in my case. So yeah, I did move to the United States and then I started school, as a student. Now I was pursuing my doctorate degree and that took a while. That took at least 5 years or a little over 5 years because I was just coming from undergrad. The first 2 years were like master's degree. And then the last 3 years I was spent researching and building my dissertation. As an international student, there are so many things that you constantly worry about. Let's just talk a little bit about a few things that international students actually worry about. The first is money. I feel like that's the biggest thing that we have to worry about. It's money because schooling in the United States is actually really expensive, especially for people who live here, and then even more expensive for people who come from other countries to school here. That's because you're charged differently as an international student. You're charged higher fees, and not only you charge higher fees, if the value of your currency from your home country is actually lower than that in the United States, you will find that you will constantly, it will be like an uphill battle. You constantly having to spend more. Your parents will have to give you a little bit more of the money that they've put aside because it's really expensive. The second thing that we worry a lot about is immigration. Now, the reason we worry about immigration a lot is because depending on the kind of visa that you have, for instance, I had a student visa. There's so many restrictions as to what you can actually do with that visa. So you can work, but you can work only on campus. You can work on campus, but you cannot work past a certain number of hours. So there are a lot of limitations. And so these are things that actually trouble international students. It's the law of the land, of course. We live by these laws, but there are things that we constantly have to think about. So one of my podcast listeners actually reached out to me and she was like, I need you to talk about immigration. I need you to talk about the optional practical training that you can do as an international student as a way to work and gain experience after you do graduate. And so I was like, okay, I'll talk about that. But instead of talking about just that, I'm going to expand it a little bit more, cover like a background of my immigration story. I'll cover just how I went about switching status. Also cover a little bit about how you, if you find yourself in the same shoes, things that you can actually keep in mind to get ready to apply for your green card. All right. The third thing that international students worry about is love. Because you're so far away from home, you're wondering like, what's going to happen if I fall in love with someone in the United States who is so different from my culture, who is kind of like a stranger to my family. Nobody knows him. I'm the only one who knows him. And these are things that I worried about. And so I think that a lot of people think about these things. Not in a bad way, but these are things that we actually think about. I'll give you an instance, like the topic of immigration is so strong on the minds of a lot of internationals to the point where if you hear that someone is married, you know, I've been in conversations where people heard that another international student got married, and the next question is his spouse a citizen? And they were like, yeah. And everyone was like, oh, he's so lucky. You know, these are the kind of conversations because of the uphill battle that a lot of people have to go through. I once met someone who told me that she was dating someone from her country. He was also on a visa. She was on a visa. And they were having so many issues. They were having money problems. They were having all kinds of problems because of the restrictions around what they could actually do on the kind of visas that they had. And one of her attendings actually told her that, I think you're being stupid. I feel like you don't have a green card. You should align with people who do have green cards or who have a more stable status instead of aligning with someone who doesn't have a stable status, because then it's going to be so difficult for the both of you. Like, why do you want to start life so difficult? And I was just like, wow. Yeah, that's how much people think about the issue. So I started attending a bunch of informational sessions organized by the International Students Office in my school. I would attend all the, they would invite these law firms to come talk to international students about their options. And that was the first place that I heard that a lawyer could actually file for a green card for you. And they put a list of things that you needed to have. So there are different categories of green cards, of different routes to getting a green card. There was green card through marriage, of course. There was green card to an employer. And then there was that which you could self-petition, you know, for a green card. And I listened to all these options and it felt like, oh Lord, this is an uphill battle. This is something else to worry about. Now, I want you guys to know that something that we definitely think a lot about. I remember, you know, talking to my friends on some evenings and we're talking about relationships and I was like, oh, you know, I'm talking to this person right now, and my friend would be like, oh, is he a citizen though? I'm just like, I don't know. Like, how do you ask someone that question? Like, so this is what I'm just going to say to everyone who's listening to me who's ever heard the crap that as an international student you need to date or marry someone who is a citizen or has a green card. I'm just going to tell you, don't limit yourself. Don't limit love. Don't say that I'm only going to look for people who have blue passports or else I'm not going to date you. There are people who are married and who are in really, really terrible marriages because they went just for that. So I would still say love is love. Look for love first. And if you have other perks that come along with it, good for you. It's not everyone who is going to find love in the arms of someone with a blue passport. It's not everyone who's going to find love in the arms of someone who has a green card. There are still beautiful love stories that have come out of people, both parties, who came to a country as non-immigrants and they've gone ahead to build a beautiful life for themselves. So apart from the fact that it's a little sketchy to go into a relationship expecting the other person to give you citizenship or legal status, I would just say don't limit yourself with that kind of mindset. Okay, yeah, so I had a few conversations with friends, and at some point I was just like, I'm not going to make that a thing. I'm not, because I've heard people who have had really bad experiences. Of course, there are people who have even been fraudulent about it and have gotten into sticky situations. And so I'm just like, that's not for me. That's not something I want to dip my feet into. And so I'm not going to do that. So I wouldn't advise you to do that. Now, I'm not in any way saying that you cannot find love in the arms of someone who has a green card or who is a citizen. I'm only saying that that is not going to be the truth for everyone, right? A few people are going to find their true love that way, but it's not going to be everyone's reality. And if that is not your reality, it's not the end of the world. Just keep doing what you're doing, keeping your ears to the ground. There's so much information out there, so many things that you can take advantage of and actually do things the legal way, in a way that will not only lead to you being stable in a new country, but will also lead to your peace of mind and happiness. Because at the end of the day, peace of mind is something that cannot be bought, okay? All right, so I graduated, got a job, moved to Nashville. Long story short, I started working. One of the things I spoke to my employer about was this whole green card sponsorship and everything. And they talked with, they put me in contact with HR. And HR was like, well, we can apply for a work visa for you, but you'd have to exhaust your OPT options. So you essentially, if you're allowed to have 3 years maximum OPT time, we'll require you to use up that time. And when that 3 years is done, we will file for a work visa for you. And after that, they now said, okay, the possibility of a green card will come up. So I was like, okay, this is, it sounds like it's going to take a while. On the next episode of the podcast, I'm going to share a little bit more. So that's my story for now. Just sharing with you some of the things that, international people, immigrants go through. Not only students, people move here for several reasons. For jobs, people move here for love, people move here for different reasons. If you have some experience on how your immigration status has shaped your experience in a new country, please go ahead and leave a voice message. I'll be happy to play that on my next episode. You can do that by reading the show notes and clicking on the link for leaving a message, and I'll be able to receive that message and incorporate it on the next episode of the podcast. Thank you so much, guys, for listening, and have an amazing day. Bye-bye. Hey listener, what do you think about this episode? Do you have a question or some feedback that you would like to provide, or a suggestion for a future guest? Now you can send me a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send me audio messages that just might end up on a future episode of the podcast. You can send me a voice message right now just by clicking on the link in my show notes. Can't wait to hear from you.